the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610. It's your man, Figgy Figs, holding it down on a Victory Monday. Happy Monday to everyone out there. Shout out to Larry and Stafford, man.
My man.
It's funny, he just hit me up and said, why the hell you ain't moved to Stafford? I'm like, dang, I'm fine. Look, I don't know anything about Galena Park,
but yeah,
I'm cool with where I'm at, man. Now, I did look at
this. Did he say that like he found you a house or nothing? Like,
no, I don't know. I guess he...
Come on, Larry.
Hey, Stafford was on the table. Stafford.
Oh, really?
Mo City.
Okay.
I was looking over there, but the price was a price.
Well, you know, that is the biggest factor, I imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of Larry and Stafford, he did bring up the Cowboys,
mm-hmm.
and we brung them up today, too, as they got their ass handed to him.
Yes, they did.
On Jerry Jones' birthday, mm-hmm. out of all days. And I came across this funny audio. So somebody made like a quick little funny song from the Cowboys getting whooped
mm-hmm.
on.
Mm-hmm.
I want to play this. I just kind of want to laugh out loud.
Man, here we go again. This team ain't gonna never win. I'm ashamed to be a fan. Got me lying to my friends. Louis Belt straight to ass. Dak cannot complete a pass. CeeDee Lamb been playing trash. Man, how long is this gonna last?
Damn.
Get it, Jerry. Yeah. Quit it, Jerry. Yeah. Retire, yeah. Jerry. Yeah. We gotta fire, yeah. Jerry. Yeah. Boy, you know this team super bad. I ain't lying. No. Every week we taking Belt to ass. That's Dak cannot complete a simple pass. What he trying to? Man, how long is this gonna last? Who you throwing to?
Took a 40 ball beating two times is like a sequence.
Wow,
Dak, who you throwing to? He threw it to the defense.
I'm like, Dak, who you throwing it to? He threw it to the ops. I'm like, Dak, you gotta stop.
Please.
Dak, go to the barber shop. Get that hairline fixed.
And maybe,
yeah, wow.
And maybe CeeDee Lamb will stop being the diva and he'll stop throwing fits. And maybe Mike McCarthy will be on the sideline wearing some clothes that fit. And maybe Jerry Jones just might retire because he owed his
man, he didn't spare anybody.
Sexy red cover.
Man.
Okay.
Yeah. They down bad,
he
man.
Didn't That's tough. Spare anyone.
That is tough. Which is funny because all the people that he named, there's definitely a lot of blame there.
Mm-hmm.
But those are the names you can speak to because who else was there?
Yeah.
They didn't have no defensive ends. The secondary, real light.
Like that's all you got.
Yeah, I'm guessing there's gonna be some more songs coming in the future.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah, but
it's tough. That's tough.
Hey, salute, man. Prayers involved, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, sure. I'm heartbroken.
Couldn't be me, though.
So one of the funniest posts I ran across this weekend, I want to get y'all thoughts on this, man. It kind of had the guys going nuts over this. So it was a post with a headline that said, visitors must squeeze between nude models to enter this art.
I've seen this before. Yeah.
And so to kind of paint a picture of this, no pun intended, one side is a white lady,
mm-hmm. nude,
and on the other side is a black male,
yeah,
that's nude.
Yeah.
So that people want to know which way you're gonna face to enter this art exhibit.
So if you face one way,
yeah,
you're kind of,
yeah, are you gonna face the woman to walk
well,
in?
Well, that would be problematic.
Are you gonna face the guy to walk in? So I want to know which way are y'all facing.
So you gotta, are you?
No, go ahead and spell it out. No, go ahead.
So you're either tipping.
All right. I regret telling you to spell it out. Don't spell anything.
You're either tipping or you're taking.
Yeah.
I don't like any of this.
Right? I mean, if we're being honest.
I had no obligation to be honest
because
at all.
I saw the picture. It's not much room. It's like
no, that's
room.
That's the whole point.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
the whole point you're, of the supposed art exhibit.
Yeah, you're going to be hitting both bodies. It's just a matter of with what body part.
Yeah. So are
so
you?
So would you rather tip or take? Reggie, I'm looking at you.
I don't know what words to use right now. Genuinely speechless, which is not great for radio, seeing as it is a
and guys was actually
meeting.
Answering this question too.
What
was the predominant answer? I'm actually quite interested in what people went with.
Meet the meat. Everybody kept saying, meet the meat.
Everybody's so worried about that backside. Okay, I got you. I got you.
A lot of people was posting the pictures of, like, boxing matches, mm-hmm. like the the
pre-show. The face-off.
Like, yeah, face-off, yeah. Yeah. Somebody posted the video of the Dodgers. I think somebody hit a home run, and they did the little stomach
bump. Yeah. Well, it wasn't stomach, but yeah.
So a lot of guys rather go meet the meat.
Well, I got to know. What would you guys do? I got to know. The world wants to know.
I'm going to dive through like Indiana Jones. I'm going to just try and see if I can. Can I? No, I have no idea. Hey. Like that is a in the moment decision. I can't put myself in the headspace. I really insist. I know that I'm avoiding the question. I understand that and I appreciate it. I just really don't. Honestly, the real answer is not going to that exhibit. To be completely honest. And it's not even like I'm worried about. It just feels, I feel weird more for them. And I understand that the models or whatever have like agreed to be in this space. Yeah. I feel more awkward for them than for myself in that space.
Yeah, they're getting a lot of people going through there.
Yeah.
I would guess. Figgy?
Hey, we gonna have a meet off. Hey, let the best man win. I'm definitely not going the other way.
But here's the other thing, so to speak. I mean, if you're missing the good stuff, if you don't face the woman.
What is the good stuff, Logan? What are you talking about?
Yeah, you also got somebody going through the back door.
Well, there is that. There is that. Like, it's a give and take.
I don't like any of this. I want this abundantly.
Hey, prayer is involved.
I'm sliding in there. I'm sliding through there like I'm going through second base. Like I'm trying to slide through the bottom side of this. Somebody said, "Can I go through naked?" That is insane. That is a very
No. Bro. I would no.
So one of my hidden talents. I don't even know if I want to call this a talent, but. One thing I love doing is listening to people talk so I can see where they're from.
Mm-hmm.
I love diving into the accents and stuff like that. Whenever I hear a weird accent, I try to figure out where they from and all that stuff. And I ran across this list on social media. Somebody was pretty much naming their top 10 accents.
Okay.
Ooh. Their favorite accents.
Is this for what purposes? Because I feel like that then, is this for potential mates, potential significant others, or just in general?
No, just in general. Okay, just the way people sound.
That shifts this somewhat. Yeah. I'll be honest.
Yeah, so I kind of want to put y'all to the test this, man. I'm gonna play 10 different accents, and I want y'all to kind of take a wild guess
Well,
where
they're
from.
I play along on the text line. I like doing this, too. I might be okay. I might get crash and burn, but I might be okay. I like doing this, too.
Yeah, I'm gonna start. Now, this is just random accents.
Okay.
So I'm gonna just play something from somebody just having
Figgy.
Random conversation, and I want y'all to guess where they're from. This one might be a little tough. I actually missed this one, but I'm gonna play this one.
Man, when they get down there, come take their ass to the church. We'll take their ass when they really, really taking it. I'm talking about wet it up, snort it up, hair run up, beamed up, Adderall, you know what I mean? Yeah, we like that. Ain't no country. No, we might sound country, but country better.
For sure.
Not at all.
So take us from the bottom, man. How would you describe your childhood coming up out there?
Yeah, I was bad as a mother. It was all right. I had my mama, sometime my dad, but childhood, like, I did some dangerous shit.
I think I got it. All right, let me hear what you got.
Louisiana.
Not where I was going.
Nope.
I think that's South Florida.
Nope. I actually thought it was South Florida, too. And this one made the this person's list. This is actually Jackson, Mississippi.
Mississippi. Okay.
Closer to Louisiana.
Well, it's definitely that's definitely not Louisiana.
You're wrong.
Somebody guessed Atlanta. Yeah, not quite, but Jackson, Mississippi. Okay, cool.
Yeah,
cool.
So I never heard a accent from there, but that's the accent that made the list.
All right.
Here's another one right here. Let's see if y'all get this one.
I'm going to keep it a bean. I lost a phone before, though. I tried to pull the same move I just told other not to pull. Like, we on the L with. Me and my, back then he used to be my man. Me and this cousin Quats, whatever his name is. Man, I'm listening to music. It's back when everybody said the wire earphones. You know what I'm saying? I'm banging my music. We get on that 60th and Market. We get to 56th and Market. You see a whole big group. We already know what this is. So we get up. We walk all the way to the end.
I'm going to give y'all a clue on this one.
I feel like he's dropping, like, landmarks, though.
I'm going to give y'all a clue on this one. So, It's a player that played for the Colts who's actually from this city, and he was talking a lot of trash. Him and CJ was going back and forth all offseason. And they kind of sound similar a little bit.
People are going New York. I said Chicago.
I'm gonna say Southern California.
He dropped. No, that's not. That's definitely not SoCal. But yeah. I see where you're going.
Yeah. It's definitely East Coast.
Okay, so is it New York then?
No, it's not.
Philly?
This is Philly.
Oh, that's
right.
This is Philly. Yeah. Because you know, if you listen to him a little bit.
I'm going to keep it a bean. I lost a phone before, though.
He kind of sound like Zaire Franklin.
Not the pool. We on the L with me and my, it was back then, it used to be my man. Me and this cousin Quats, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, when he dropped that, my man, I was like, that's East Coast. Okay.
Yeah,
all right,
so
my
that,
bad.
That was Philly.
My bad.
Now, here's another one right here. Let me see if y'all get this one.
But I already whooped blood feet. Blood like this tall, so they really don't count for the count. You still with bitches. Like, just I whooped blood feet. Blood come like, y'all get out in the morning. I'm like, hell no. Like,
there it is. There it is.
Disrespectful. I need blood scuffle right now.
I didn't need to hear anymore.
They count, they clear count. We from the game. You're like, oh, hood. Like, now you turn things. Your homie, you already with you. So he go back upstairs and tell him what to do. So he getting a haircut. He getting
not the whoopty whoop.
And I got the dorm. On my son, I got the dorm. I tell Tuck, like, on Buzz, me and blood from the gown. So all his hair cutting
and that's Byers right there. That's Byers.
Okay, yeah. Tell everybody about a little bit about, was y'all born and raised in this?
Yeah,
this
I live right here. Be right here. This is East Blues right here.
That's
blues.
Hey.
This used to be Blues right here.
See, that's
before
pink.
It's called.
What you got?
That's SoCal.
That's SoCal.
That's LA.
Yeah.
That's LA. That is SoCal.
Right here.
You know what
right
the giveaway here? Was, though? For real, for real. They always say that. For real, for real.
Yeah. You got a little CJ Stroud in there. Over
CJ
here.
CJ has said that.
Yeah.
CJ said for real.
I think
real.
What gave that's it up SoCal. For me yeah. was the whooping feet.
I missed the whooping feet. I was out before then. I was like,
that's a Cali.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah. What about this one?
It sounds dumb, but I'll definitely go to Chicago.
Chicago?
Yeah. Chicago be active, yo.
You know, I know D-Thing, K-Flock. K-Flock definitely coming on.
Set the trend.
Ron Suno.
B-Love.
Ron Suno, B-Love.
Dougie B.
For me, Dougie B.
Ron Suno.
Y'all said C-Blue, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, say Blue, yeah.
Those are like up-and-coming.
Okay.
You can't forget Leaf Liz, bro.
I think I got it.
Is this a trick question? Is this in these United States of America?
Yeah.
The way they lengthen the end of each sentence or phrase, that's a New York kind of thing.
Got it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a New York
thing. I almost went
thing.
Toronto, but yeah.
Yeah, they always lengthen at the end of a sentence, you know?
Yeah. That's New York.
Yeah.
I forgot what borough, but yeah, that's New York.
Man, I'm stinking up the joint here, to be completely honest.
What about this one?
Bacon already ready, fresh and pretty. You understand?
Let me see what you look like on that.
Yeah, crispy like you like it. Oh, yeah. Like you like it.
Okay, I see he's crushed up. Mine be pretty and straight.
You think I got this one? Has it been mentioned? Has this city been mentioned before?
That's that white guy.
No.
Man, that's how you do it.
Listen, IG.
If you want your bacon pretty and straight, looking like the rest.
Hey, man, look here, man.
Put it in there.
I feel like this is Georgia.
Let me just let you know this here. Man, a nigga don't eat no Zuma sausages, man.
I don't eat no Zumas.
Man, that's what I say.
Man, you trick. You about to, man, IG for the turn on you. Zuma is the livest sausage.
It's in Georgia. You got a guess? Because I thought it was.
You probably eat an Earl Campbell. That's what you eat, Earl Campbell.
I feel that was, if you was listening to what they were saying,
is that not local?
That's very local,
man.
I was
like, is that not Houston?
Yeah, that's Houston.
Okay.
So, first of all, rest in peace to Bit Pokey.
I don't trust my judgment anymore. That's why I was like, this is Houston, but now I'm scared.
Yeah, that was Bit Pokey and Lil Kiki arguing on Instagram Live over bacon. So, apparently, Bit Pokey makes his bacon in the oven. And Lil Kiki is like, no, I ain't putting no bacon in no oven.
That's hilarious.
So, they
you
was
want
going
that
back
to be
and
straight.
Forth.
Keeps it straight, yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Keeps it straight,
yeah.
See, I'm so focused on the content, I didn't even notice who was talking until you mentioned. I was like, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, rest in peace a bit, Pokey. But how about this one?
Well, we got it, LLC. The business is called Diggle Snacks.
Okay.
And, you know, basically, we just basically a street vendor. So people ain't got to stop at the stores. We deliver a service. People don't have to stop their cars and park. They could just pull straight up to the light, get their goods, and keep it going. Yes, I hate when somebody tell me to come up on their car and they going to buy something. And then when the light turn green, they say, never mind. You know, like, I hate that.
I really do, man.
Now, y'all did mention this one earlier.
Is this Atlanta?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
This is Atlanta.
I was like, it sounds kind of Southern, but I'm not quite sure about it. Okay.
This one might throw y'all off a little bit, but I'm going to see if y'all could get this one.
I got 31 family members. That's including brothers and sisters. I got so many nieces right here and nephews and big head little cousins. I think they agree with me because, you know, they daddy's players. They mama's body.
See, this sounds like the one when I said Louisiana. Is this Louisiana?
We don't hide enough from my kids.
This is Memphis.
You hear about the little girls giving birth in the bathroom, throwing a baby in the garbage? That's because their mama didn't explain that they wasn't their real mom. Their mama didn't explain that
she
was adopted.
This one is Florida. This is Miami.
Okay. Really?
Yeah, that was Trick Daddy.
When I got to explain that, like that one, I was like, okay.
Yeah, that's Trick Daddy right there. Shout out to Trick Daddy. All right, man. Let me see if y'all can get this one. Got a couple more left.
Man, we are not doing very well here.
I really believe what these people just put up.
Oh, okay.
Be confusing me. Cause
Want
to see if Lopez
gets music. It's more of like story driven or message heavy driven vibe or sauce music that a lot of the people making today did beat a hit records.
Memphis.
This is Memphis?
It's Memphis.
Caperda. Confused. Bird. Iron. Community.
Hilarious.
Excurs. Bird.
Hey, shout out to Glorilla.
Glow.
The best accent in the world.
It's up there. I don't know if I go best accent. I think Lopez has been waiting on one that I think is definitely one of the best.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let me see if you get this one.
I'm ready to do this for y'all dumbasses real quick.
I know exactly what this is. That's all I needed.
Earn on Tuesday, 2:22.
I want to see if Lopez gets this one.
Oh, wow.
Stupid.
I'm going to keep begging the with XM Chandler's Part 2, so here we go. Emerson, Orange, Mountain Dew,
Hulu, on.
YouTube, Curl.
See, that's the issue. Lopez only know the accents from ladies.
From the that is an issue.
Praises. You stand here looking stupid.
Yo, what is it?
Oh, that one's from the HBO show. Yeah, The Wire. That's Baltimore.
And Lopez.
Oh, yeah. Baltimore?
They love calling people dummy.
YouTube.
Okay, yeah. I didn't have that one.
Yeah, you would have got that one if you watched The Wire.
Oh,
if you watched
okay.
The Wire, then you would have probably picked up on it.
Because I had already gotten the answer, I was able to listen to it, and I was like, oh, that's Snoop. Okay, gotcha.
All right, but last and not least, and I think Lopez probably going to get this one.
Y'all, welcome to the laboratory, home of the dungeons, man. It's the Badlands right here.
No, bro.
Yeah, welcome to the Badlands where you don't come back from. Y'all, watch the show, you hear me? And ain't no trouble. You get lost in these woods. Just know that. You, know
hey, you heard me? Ain't do it for you?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, man. We got Bezo in here. This is Bezo. It's on Bezo, baby.
Baby.
We got Easy in this thing. Yeah, man. This is our engineer, Kizo 400. Y'all look out for Kizo. IYT Buck on Instagram. YTMF Buck on YouTube.
So I gotta say Louisiana.
Yeah.
New Orleans.
New Orleans.
You heard me?
That's
a dead giveaway.
Baby.
Mm-hmm. But I think y'all did.
All right.
Not great.
You're being nice to us at this
point. I'm a little nerdy when it comes to this. So.
Yeah.
Okay, apparently I need to do better about this. That's the thing that I learned. But there you go. a little bit of figuring out about, you know, the different languages, or not languages, but different kind of accents across the country. I appreciate that. From our guy. Figgy on Figgy's Mixtape. 120 every weekday right here in the loop. All right, coming up next in the loop, we're getting ready to hand it over to our guys in the drive. But before we go there, Lopez has been saying all day he is in on Texans as Super Bowl contender behind this Texans victory 41-21 over the Patriots. Are you in with them? 713-572-4610. Let's do that next.